Good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for July the 11th. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review the agenda for tonight's council meeting. So council, please refer to that document. Currently, everything is on the consent agenda, I believe. So looking through this agenda, agenda item three has to do with various purchasing contracts. This is the same document we went over at our last study session. Agenda item four are various resolutions. Five is to take comment on a couple of ordinances. As is six. And currently nothing's on the off of the consent agenda.
When you get to the part on Alhambra, could we get a short explanation of the Alhambra Hotel, what's happening there?
Okay, great. Yes, that'd be a good... Which agenda item is the Alhambra Hotel modifications?
4G.
This is, Councilmember Richin has made the good suggestion that we get an update on this. This is an exciting project that deserves some encouragement and some congratulations. Jeff, tell us about this project.
Mayor, Council, the Alhambra Hotel project, that there's a parking agreement in your packet for tonight. That will, with the approval of this parking agreement, that will facilitate the conversion of the Alhambra Hotel, which has been previously used by transitional living communities, into student housing for Benedictine University. We have some representatives of the developers here in the audience. It's a pretty exciting project. I know that there's always been a lot of concern with the previous use of that facility in downtown, and this is a really good step in the right direction for our downtown, and it will bring 60 to 80 university students to help activate our downtown.
Great. Mr. Richards.
Maybe you could talk a little bit more specifically
sure.
How that parking arrangement
sure.
works. So people that have businesses in downtown might know what to expect, and residents might know what to expect. And then maybe just a little blurb on what we should expect to see from the redevelopment of the Alhambra.
Okay. I'll go with the easy one first. What we should expect from the redevelopment of the Alhambra is that the Alhambra Hotel will be brought back closer to its original historic glory. They are intending to redevelop it so that it will remind people of what the Alhambra Hotel originally was, the historic Alhambra Hotel. This is a National Register of Historic Places listed property. They are getting state historic preservation tax credits as part of this redevelopment, so they will be bringing it back to its original historic nature. As it relates to the parking agreement, it's a long-term agreement. Essentially, it's a lease of city parking facilities for a total of 36 spaces, 26 of which would be included in the overflow parking lot that's at First and McDonald, and 10 of which...
Also known as the former Goldwater Library, former
Encore
Phase 3 and 4
yes.
site.
And now the parking for Alhambra site. And there will be 10, and the city is also then creating 10 parking spaces on Drew Street between Main Street and First Avenue. So currently, none of the spaces that are included in this agreement are permitted spaces in downtown right now. So we aren't taking away any of our existing permitted spaces to devote to this. We are creating essentially new permitted spaces. We do recognize that the former Goldwater Encore site is going to be an attractive site at some point, if not very soon. So the agreement also has it built in essentially what we call an alternative catchment area. Essentially, any city facility in downtown, parking facility in downtown, will be an alternative location should that site be needed for future development. And it's at the city's discretion. So as soon as the city wants to move forward with the development, we can lift up those 26 parking spaces and move them into another facility without any issues.
Yeah, that's the thing I wanted to get at, is it doesn't foreclose on any development opportunity at that site, but it's pretty exciting because it's starting to create a synergy with that site. So
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for asking that question. This is very exciting. The Alhambra is one of the coolest buildings downtown, so it'll be fun to see this come back into a position where people can enjoy it and a great adaptive use to help Benedictine at the same time. So thank you for asking those questions. Council, any other questions regarding the consent agenda? Okay. Hearing none, the next item on the agenda for this meeting is information pertaining to current job order contracting projects. Any questions regarding anything you saw on that packet? Hearing none, we move on to item 3, hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I'm sure someone wants to talk. Mr. Cavanaugh, I'm going to invite you to talk about the ribbon cutting we had this morning.
Thank you, Mayor. We had a long-awaited, anticipated, expected ribbon cutting for Fire Station 203. That's the replacement station for the old facility, which was on University, just west of Alma School. And this new site is on Alma School, I think 324 South Alma School. It is a great new facility that is open and functioning. It was approved by Mesa voters in the 2008 bond issue, and in the more recent 2013 bond issue, voters again approved expenditures to help outfit and equip Station 203. This station has historically been one of the busiest stations in our city. The old facility, it was built in 1957. This is obviously a dramatic difference, and I just wanted to thank everyone who took part in the planning and building of this great new structure. It has a community room, meeting room, as all our other new fire stations do. So again, another place for citizens and the community to gather. But I think it was a very well-attended event, and I appreciate all the work that went into it. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councilmember Finter is a former fire captain at Station 203. Any perspective you want to share on that, Alex?
Wonderful old building, lots of memories, but definitely needed to go. And I think the safety of the individuals and the morale and other things. So, no, it's a great move. And I have to say, I really appreciate Vice Mayor for all the hard work and getting that done through the years. It's been a great work, and he needed to keep that ball up in the air. So thank you for doing that.
Yes.
And a follow-up comment, I think the future discussions we'll have with the management and fire and council is what to do with the current facility, the old facility on University. It obviously remains in city hands and could be any one of a number of possibilities. It could be a West Side Volunteer Center or a base for connectors or fire inspectors or our life safety program. But I hope to hear from the fire department potential reuses for the old fire station 203. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. If there's nothing else, the next item on the agenda for this meeting is scheduling of meetings and general information.
Mayor, I'm happy to say that after tonight's meeting, we begin our summer break, and classes will resume on August 18th at 7:30 in the morning for our first study session of the new year.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I think we're all looking forward to that. That being the case, if there's nothing else, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. In second, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.